you do decide you want that spot, we can go from there. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Lex?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Lex. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good day so far. Happy Friday.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So Tara sent me some notes on here. I'm trying to put together a package and a new in business credit for you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, sir. I'd just like to know what pricing looks like at this moment.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure Tara did a good job of explaining everything. All right. Pricing structures. Okay. Have you heard of David's Complete Tree and Lawn Service?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard of David's Complete Tree and Lawn Service?
No.
Okay. They're out there. They're currently listed for a lot of the similar keywords. So, you know, tree services, lawn care, landscaping. Oh, you got a little one there. Hi, little lady. My kids are about that age. It's like 5 and 3. She's probably like 2, sounds like. Maybe 1.
Nah, she's under 1. She's around 7 months.
Oh, wow. She's got some cords. Okay, but so David's Complete Tree and Lawn Service, she's so cute. They're listed for the same services, basically, that we'd be listing you for. Their package, though, it comes with different features. It has, like, the website built through their Google partner. You don't have a website at all?
Currently being built.
Currently being built. Okay. So we won't need to charge you for the site. I just got to make sure that I customize this properly before I quote you. She said that you're willing to cover up to Greenville?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So usually the listings, they send you a pin in the mail. I don't know if you heard of that from the Google verification letter. And then there's...
No, but I already am verified from what I understand.
Okay, so that marks your center location, and then the local listing can only cover up to a 40-mile radius from that address that you've had verified.
Correct.
So the only way we can have you showing in Greenville is if it falls within that service area.
Yeah, sure.
Otherwise, we have to run Google Ads. Okay. Got that done. Okay, new in business credit, website's good. And then you're already doing Facebook too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you running any Facebook ads?
Not currently,
okay. All right, and then Tara says you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List already too.
Correct.
Okay, I'm familiar with those guys. They get a lot of their leads from a Google partner like us. They're on the first page, but they do it all over the country, so their organic listing is not verified locally for your area. Only in Colorado do they actually have a local listing like this one. Okay. And we don't charge per lead or click or call for this placement, so it's just going to be a one-time payment each month. With the discounted pricing structure, I can actually reduce the rate from $499 to $249. So instead of you paying what David is paying, we would customize it just based on the things that you actually need and don't currently have, and then apply that new in business credit and get it down to just $249 month to month.
Okay, well, that does seem like a good price, but yeah, I'm currently not, I don't think I'm in need to pay that much just yet.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, it's definitely like, how do I say it? I wouldn't say it's something that is going to make or break your business, but it's kind of like a long-term branding type situation where, you know, you're not paying per lead or click or call. The reason we really contacted you, though, is because we saw some of the stuff that you were already doing, and then obviously your name came across the qualified candidates list, so we slid you up to the top because You know, you won't have to pay per lead or click or call with this. If you allot, you know, a $249 budget into Angie's leads, you're only going to be limited to maybe 5 or 10 leads. And those leads are saturated at best. You know, they're going to 2 or 3 other guys. If we list you independently, you'd actually cut out your middleman.
Yeah. Let me see how I do with Angie's list, and I'll get back to you guys. How about you follow up with me in about a month?
Oh, okay. Well, there has to be a local listing available. That's what prompted the call to you today. You were asking, though, before I cut you off, you said, do we do what?
Nothing. I was just asking, you guys offer like a trial or something?
Oh man, I wish it would be. There would be no need for me if they offered a trial or a Terra for that matter. I mean, every business owner would just try it out and then, you know. But the guys that are up there, they got a call like this one day and then they grab it and they stick with it usually. And we can't reach out until one of them like discontinues or relocates or is removed. You know, so that's why we were calling you today, is because we do have availability for your industry and area. But once we fill that spot,
I mean, how do I know that there's not like 20 other guys that are offering the same spot? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a premier Google partner program. So I don't know if Tara told you, our company is Local Splash, and we're right next to Google here. We're calling you out of Southern California, and on our site here, I can actually show you. We have premier Google partner credentials, so it's posted everywhere, so you know you're actually talking to the right people. Like if you called Google and said, hey, I wanted to get a local listing up and running in my area, even if you were asking to do ads and have it managed professionally or enroll in the local service ads Google guarantee program, they're going to refer you to the Google partners, not just to check for availability locally, but actually like verify the listings and set up your account. And then we host it, make sure it's working for you. So that way, you know, obviously if it's working for you, the chances of you continuing to use it are much higher for Google.
Interesting. So there's only one spot you're saying is open?
Currently, yeah, for your industry and area, not like for all of Google. But if you look up lawn care, landscaping, tree services, they all fall within the same business category. You'll have multiple different services that we list you for, but they all fall within the same category. And currently for your business category and area, we just have one opening.
Yeah, so like when I type in lawn care landscaping in Google, it'll, I'm currently in Greenville right now.
Uh-huh.
It shows up Precision Landscaping, sponsored, Southern Lawn Care, sponsored, Lawn Care and Landscaping, sponsored, and the Grounds Guys, sponsored. So you're saying I would be among that list.
No, so the sponsored ones are doing pay-per-click. That's a different program where you would actually be, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a map, and then there's three guys next to the map, and there's like little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. Those are the Google Places placements. So those are verified local listings.
The so you're saying I'd be among those three.
Exactly, right. Whereas right now, you know, even if you're at your own home, even though you're Google verified, if you do the search, you're going to see other competing companies in your area that are actually working with a Google partner versus your own listing. And that's strictly because they have this.
All right.
Not because they're better than you.
How fast would I show up there?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How fast if I accepted that engagement, paid you, what is it, $249?
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to refresh my page, you're guaranteeing that I'll be among those three, no matter where I do the search from.
Yeah, it has to be within 40 miles of your address that was PIN verified. Let's.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. How long will that take effect? How long will it take?
Well, if we started working on it today, Google tells us to quote you about 1 to 2 weeks before you're able to start seeing like some results or calls from all of the services that we provide for you, because there's like Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. And there's a variety of different things that go into that placement. So you'll see calls and return on investment pretty quickly within the first month. But month two is typically where things tend to pop for people because they don't have to go through that setup process or a client interview or us confirming your verification with Google. So I kind of want to under-promise to you, over-deliver. I don't want to tell you you're going to be, you know, making $1 million in a couple of weeks. but it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years, and you'll definitely be able to see return on investment within the first month. Like, you'll make your money back and already be in the green and see yourself up there.
Okay.
But Google wants us to, like,
30 minutes. Let me just do some quick research, read up a little bit on you guys, and before I make any decisions.
I wish I could answer that question more just, like, straightforward, but, like, Google has these guidelines and they record our calls, so they don't want us to tell you, like, oh, you sign up with me today, you're going to get 15 customers, you know, because that's kind of a lie. Like, anybody that guarantees you anything is kind of, like, lying to you. Like, we could place you, but we can't promise you that the homeowner is going to pay you and hire you for the services, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And you said it's how much? $249?
Yeah, it'd be $249, and it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract either. So you have a team of guys in here that's going to be making sure it works for you. So if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid each month. It's a true month-to-month service.
So, I'll be among those three forever?
Yeah, as long as you're with us. And also, you'll keep the discounted pricing structure, too. So it's not going to, like, go back up to $499 on you. It'll stay $249 month to month as long as you're with us.
Well, it's easy to say that, right, without a contract?
Well, we still send you everything in writing. Yeah, so you still get a written service agreement and a receipt and access to your tracking system and the Google verification form. That all gets sent to you right at the point of the sale. So if you were to sign up with me, I would literally send all this to you there, and then you have to sign off on it and fill out the verification form for this, and then obviously we'll schedule like a client interview for later today or Monday, depending on your schedule, so we can interview you and customize the campaign.
Okay, so $249 a month. Is there a setup fee or any other fee that I need to know about before engaging?
No, that's it. It's just a flat, straightforward $249 one-time charge each month. If I set you up today on the 8th, it's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 8th day at the $249 pricing structure. And then, as I mentioned, we send that to you in writing, too. And then you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next bill is due so that we could stop the automated billing cycle.
Okay. And, all right. So, you're saying that you, although you don't guarantee, right, clientele, you do guarantee that if somebody searches for lawn care or landscaping within a 40-mile radius of where I have registered the business, I am guaranteed to pop up within the first three people that show up on that map.
Correct. You'll be able to see yourself on the first page. Google does want us to stray away from the word guarantee for Google Places placements, though, to be honest, because they actually have a program called Google Guarantee where those guys pay per lead and they actually show up above the sponsored guys there that are doing Google Ads pay per click. But, yes, right? I'm being very transparent to cover my end, too. The calls are recorded by Google, so there are some things that it's like, hey, you can say this or you can't say that. They just don't want us lying to you or misleading you.
What are you guaranteeing them?
We're not allowed to guarantee you anything as far as like tangible return. Like I said, we can't make the client choose you. So it's the same thing with like a home advisor by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not asking like you can guarantee me business or leads. All I'm asking is what will you do for me. That's what I need to know. Like,
yeah, so we list you on the first page.
Top three, is that a guarantee?
Well, again, we can't guarantee you, can't say the word guarantee. I'm not allowed to say guarantee. So if I just blatantly say yes, I would literally get in trouble for that. But you'll be on the first page of Google for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. It's a Google Places placement, and that's what your verification is for. We don't even call out unless we have the listing available within your industry and area, and you're on our qualified candidates list. So the simple answer is yes. The complex answer is I'm not allowed to say the word guarantee. So you'll be on the first page of Google for any of the 15 keywords that you hand select that we optimize you for. Also, when you have that first page placement on Google, it'll actually put you on the first page of Bing as well, because Bing pulls from the Google top guys in the Google Places section here that are verified on that map for their top five recommendations. You'll actually be able to see yourself as a top option on Amazon Alexa devices. These are the guys that are pulled for Amazon Alexa devices. It's Google Places, gentlemen. And then the Apple and Safari search engine automatically default to Google. So it's not just Google. I mean, we're covering your bases for a 40-mile radius regardless of if they use Google, Bing, Apple Safari, or Amazon Alexa voice search. And then you have Facebook ads, you know, the popular directory submission, so Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We're going to have multiple different ways of generating leads for you. And we're going to use all these tools to try to generate as many leads and job opportunities as possible each month, so that way you'll continue to use our service. So that's the
sure, awesome.
Full
answer. As far as the other partners, what sets you apart?
All of those things, but the main thing is the Google Premier partnership. That's the highest accreditation you could achieve when it comes to marketing and advertising with Google. And we're also right next to Google. So if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google Building One, we're right across the street from them. They oversee all of our operations through a subsidy.
Okay. You want to give it a shot, dude. Let's see what it's like.
You'll love it. I mean, like I said, we do our research too. So it's like we saw what you're already doing. If you could do anything with those leads that are going to like three or four other guys that they're charging you per lead for on that platform, they're basically getting them from Google anyway. I mean, you'll do great when we put you in position to have people just call you directly, Jason. Or Lex, I'm sorry. So let me create this. Is Jessamine your daughter's name?
No. So Jessamine is the yellow jessamine is the state flower for South Carolina, and there's really no landscaping named after that. So I thought it'd be nice to give a little homage to our beautiful state. You got palmetto.
Got it. Okay. I almost called you that.
I'd like to scale the company to a big corporate size, and I don't like the idea of, like, giving it a local name or last name, so I thought I'd give it something unique to the state.
Do you have employees that work for you currently?
I do.
How large is your crew?
Crew of four.
Four? Okay.
It could vary. I mean, I could pull people in when I need them, but I got four guys ready to go at any moment.
Okay. They're all good guys, though? Like, because we do review monitoring, so, you know, it's not like anybody.
Yeah, no,
gonna...
so these people, they've been in the landscaping industry for over 20 years, so they actually seen me grow up, and I've always wanted to do something like this, and I would always work with them. My father has been in the landscaping industry for over 15 years, and all of his landscaping buddies seen me grow up, and they wanted me to go to Clemson first, graduate from Clemson, and get a little bit of experience out in the field, investment banking, and the tech world, and I was like, you know what, I'm tired of a 9-to-5 office kind of deal, so let's just get out there and work, and I found a gentleman.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So you've been doing this basically your whole life?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to just throw you in this category too for Google Guarantee. We're going to need maybe like a month or two of this before we could talk about it, but we might be able to do that going into the new year. Google Guarantee is similar to Angie's, except for the leads don't go to multiple people. They actually call you with the customer on the line, and then they don't charge you the lead fee unless you agree to go out and meet with them. Google actually provide each customer $2,000 worth of insurance as an incentive to go with you as well as part of that Google Guarantee program. So that's definitely something I'm going to just kind of put you on the fast track for, and then obviously we can discuss it once you're fully eligible and we have all the reviews and everything.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay. So I'm going to verify this listing. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. So 864-359-8470?
Yes, sir. Am I allowed to change that later?
Yeah, let me send you my direct number and extension, though, Lex. That way, if you want to do something quickly like that, you just let me know, and I'll get in there and swap it for you.
Cool.
Okay. Is Lex short for anything?
Alexis,
okay. Make sure this matches up. Oh, my Alexa went off. That's funny. Okay. And last name's Espinosa?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you the sole owner?
Correct.
Okay. So there's no partner that I need to add?
Correct.
Okay. And you usually do all the client contact, client facing for the business?
At this moment, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Right now, that's fine. If you add somebody, but before Google Guarantee, anybody that does client facing, they have to kind of go through a little background screening. So again, that's more for the future though. Google Guarantee is a, like, they vet you a lot. Like from the Google headquarters, they'll actually request that you do the full background screening as well. Before we even enroll you in that guarantee program, because they're guaranteeing the homeowners that we've vetted you, you know, that they're inviting somebody to their home that doesn't have like a criminal history or anything like that. They're also providing them with insurance for the lifetime of your work. It's $2,000 that's given to them as insurance directly from Google. So they're very thorough about vetting you, and then also, you know, the people that work for you. We also want to be able to ensure that homeowner or business owner that those are, you know, good people with a good history.
Gotcha.
So again, right now that's not a problem. It's more so if you do want to advance into Google Guarantee. I'm just giving you a heads up on that. But it sounds to me like they're good guys. Everything you said has been good so far. For your business email address, what's the email address where I could send outline of the agreement in writing to you, and then the invoice receipt, as well as access to your tracking system and the Google Local verification form?
Lex Espinoza at jessamine-landscaping.com.
Just L-E-X Espinoza at jessamine-landscaping.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Hey, can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I know.
So your Google Business profile, you currently have 3 reviews, all 5-star. Website's already hyperlinked to that. So there's not, never mind. It's going to Facebook. Do you have an actual .com? You said it's being created?
Correct. So like that domain, I have it redirected to Facebook currently while that website's being built. So it'll probably about 2 weeks out, they'll get that developer to finish it for me.
2 weeks. Okay. Man. Okay.
Is there a problem?
No, not a problem necessarily. I just don't have a domain for the Google Business profile. What's your domain name?
JessamineLandscaping.com.
Okay. And then they do run ads through the Facebook page. They're not gonna duplicate your Facebook profile for you at all. Oh, I see the entire domain name navigates to it. It's not even just the hyperlink on your Google Business profile. I gotcha.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that'll basically automatically update on its own once it's finished. So I don't have to worry about doing that.
That's correct. Nice.
Okay. Sweet. And then they'll just ask you for access to that Facebook page rather than create a duplicate, because that causes a discrepancy with the search engine if there's a duplicate.
And so they want access to my Facebook page?
Just in order to run the ads. So it's not like you need to provide a username and password. They usually send you a code, and then you could add them as manager to it on your own.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That works.
Yeah, that way it's safe. And then you want to leave your hours of operation the same, like 8:30 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And any change in your address?
No, we can leave it at Twig Lane.
Okay. It's hidden online, but yeah, it has 216 Twig Lane is where the verification form was sent.
Yeah. I don't want that displayed online, but...
Yeah, I'll keep it hidden. I heard the babies in the background, so I would have done that without even thinking. and with somebody showing up there.
Exactly.
All right. So, go ahead and save. All right, we're looking good.
So how do you have access to all my info? Like, how did you know who I was and such?
Weird. Really a Google Premier partner. I'm not joking. You know, you submitted online. We got access to not just what's visible online, but anything that you submitted to the Google headquarters.
Gotcha. So, cool. So what did I have to do to qualify to this? I mean,
There's a lot of different reasons. It could be length of time, reviews, being in the right service area, for one. That's the most important thing before they even start creating the list. But we also kind of get in there and look at things that you're actively using before we go, hey, is this going to be a good fit for us? Because our services are month to month, but we're looking for guys that we can partner with for years, really. And so in order to get to that point, you know, it's got to be somebody that we're going, hey, this is better than you're currently using. For you, it's a conversation more about we'll actually save you money probably from what you currently have, but make you more with our services. So just it kind of made more sense for us to reach out to you first than some of these other guys that might have had like 50 reviews already, you know. So
gotcha. And question. So with the 249, I know that includes me showing up in those top three within that mile radius. So do you guys run Facebook ads, which you mentioned?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So Facebook ads work a little different. There's search and remarketing campaigns. So anybody that does a search actively will be able to see you, but then there's also a remarketing if they've done a search for a service you provide on any search engine or platform in the last 48 hours, you'll actually pop up to them.
Cool.
Yeah. And then we can do a biweekly posting for you, but we recommend you send in photos and still continue to try to update that site on your own terms as well.
Awesome.
Just give it a personal touch. All right. Website's attached. Hours of operation are good. You accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah. Right. Just cash and check.
Oh, okay. So no card.
Currently no card.
Okay. All right, and then I need to schedule a client interview with you. The client interview, it's going to be with a separate department within our company, but what they'll do is they'll go over all the keywords and services that you want to be listed for. They'll go over the service area that you cover in case there's, like, areas you don't want to go or maybe an area you want to put a point of emphasis on, like you were saying with Greenville. And then the site where, I mean, they're just really going to try to confirm the site. What I did is I applied a what's called a My Site, which is like a customized landing page that we offer for some businesses that have no site, and then I waived all the fees on it. So if there's ever any like more hiccups with your site where it's like being delayed longer than 2 weeks, we'll probably try to get you to just let us build you the My Site so that way we don't have to worry about it. Or
what is an
like,
example of a My Site that you got made? Like, I mean, how do they look?
Yeah, here, give me one.
Yeah, it's like Squarespace or something.
Well, it's through Google because we're a Google partner, but we can use any format. It's pretty customizable. We do have these demos, though, that I'm going to send you a text so you can see them, and we kind of use those as, like, the starting point, and then we kind of customize it from there just to get things rolling a lot faster. But we also say, like, if you have a site that you like as a reference point, you could always send that in to us, and we can kind of use that as the basis, too.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second here. I'm trying to find
And one. As far as, give me 1 second. Let me go take care of this.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just going to ask, usually the client interviews, they take about 30 minutes to an hour, but we do ask for that hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time to have them follow up with you and do the client interview?
Can we only do this during the week, or can it be on a weekend as well?
It's only during the week. Yeah, the client interview department, they're only going to be in, today until 7 p.m. So the last appointment of the day would be between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
Yeah, I can do today.
You want to do that?
Okay. Yeah.
If something pops up or changes, you could always let us know. Like, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then they text you 1 hour before, just kind of as a reminder. If we have to push it to Monday, I could always push it to Monday, but it's better to just get things rolling as soon as possible, especially if you're going to capitalize on one of the sites. They could work on the website over the weekend, even when...
How much extra would that be?
Client interview?
The website.
What was your question? I'm sorry. You're saying how much extra does it what?
For you guys to create a website in case, like, I just have hiccups and just need it done, how much would you guys charge?
Oh, I offered that to you as just a part of our service. Since you're giving us a shot today and going at the $249 rate, I just included it for you. I just don't want there to be any kind of hiccup to where, like, you know, it gets delayed longer or there's a fall through with your website guy and then we have you on the first page.
Let me talk to my guy. I'll talk to him and just realistically see how fast he can get it to me. He's currently coding it on React.
Yeah.
So I'll just see how that looks. But if I need it, I'll just tell you guys that I'd like for it to be done. I already did the UI design on it, so I mean, I have an idea of how I want it to look.
If you've already invested time and money into it, Lex, then you know that's what we want to use. But I just don't want there to be a scenario where you're missing something or like you're on the first page without it. So I just made it accessible to you. So if there is an issue, just let us know. You know, we're not going to charge you anything extra for it or beat you up about it since you're already a client of ours. You know, we'll get in there and make sure that you have a site and it looks how you want it to look. It's kind of nice when we have it in-house too, because sometimes Google gives us updates or like, let's say you update and say like, hey, I'm not providing tree services anymore one day. Not saying that's the case. You know, we could just go into that site and make those modifications without having to like relay it to you and then relay it to the website guy and like take up time.
Yeah,
it could be stressful when you're already like, hey, I got a chainsaw in my hand, you know?
Yeah.
So. It's that's on the table, but
and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and then okay, so I got the client interview scheduled. That's going to be between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time today. I sent the calendar invitation to your email. Like I said, they'll text you 1 hour before, and then
you said between what time? It says for 11 p.m. Oh no, that's your time.
No, it shouldn't say 11 p.m. 10 p.m. though.
Well, it said 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. UTC. I guess that's, but well, I don't know. It's weird.
It should say 3 to 4.
Yeah, I don't know why it said UTC, but maybe that's for somebody else.
Is it, let me see if they sent an SMS on accident for a client interview reminder.
No, it's all good. It also says 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, that's what it should be. It should be 3 to 4 Pacific Standard, which would be 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Is there any way you could do, like, earlier for Eastern Standard Time, or is that just the latest you got?
That's just the latest, yeah. I mean, we could do 4 to 5.
Any chance you could do 3? 3 to 4?
3 to 4 is 12 to 1 here, so that department is actually out on their lunch hour.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, let's do what you... the earliest time, that'd be great.
4 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to update it now.
Sorry about that. I just thought that was the only time slot.
No, that's okay. I mean, the sooner the better, to be honest. You know, we can start working on everything right away, but we have to have the client interview so we know what we're customizing the campaign for or how we're going
to
make it look.
All right.
You know?
So what am I expected to bring to the table in that client interview? Just keywords?
Your brain. If you're the business owner, then there's not anything that they're going to ask you that you won't know off the top of your head.
Boom.
Yeah. We just want to make sure it looks how you want it to look and represents the business properly. And we're putting you in position to get qualified job opportunities and phone calls. We don't want people calling you for stuff that you don't do or don't provide. It's just a waste of your time and theirs.
Will I get a lot more spam calls? I've been getting a lot of spam calls today, I guess, from people wanting to do the same thing that you're doing right now.
No. So once you are listed on the first page of Google, especially if it goes through the partner network and it's one of the Google partners that's been calling you, they're going to take you off that list. I mean, nobody can offer to put you on the first page of Google if you're already on Google.
Gotcha.
On the first page, you know? So I think they're just going. Like I said, you look more appealing for the Google partners, mainly because of the other stuff that you're using. We know that those guys are, I mean, if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, I'm not supposed to like bash them over the recorded line, but we know what those guys do. And it's like, if you could do well with those guys, then we know that the chances of you turning into a long-term Google advertising partner is...
Gotcha. Okay.
Good. Good. All right. So I have the client interview scheduled. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Lex, how did you want to do that?
No, I'll give you my debit card. That works.
Okay. So just to confirm, though, like your full first name is Alexis Espinosa, right? Or first and last?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, so, correct.
And then the is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
No.
No? Okay. And is the business name there as well?
No, not on the card. Personal. This is personal right here.
Okay. But I'm going to make sure I put company name in here. So you can actually write this off as a business expense. It'll come across as Google advertising. So when you do your taxes, make sure you get that receipt to your CPA. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that's been verified?
Yes. Yes, yes.
The 216 Twig Lane?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can I give you a MasterCard, actually? It's a credit card. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work. So on the front of that card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, give me 1 second. Sorry, 1 second.
No worries. I know how it is, and you got the kids. My wife always looks like she got struck by a tornado every time I get home. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was at a convention today, so I just got off early and came home. It was a 2-day convention.
You just have one or two?
It was a 2-day convention, so today.
No, kids.
Day
kids.
I just have one. One baby girl.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my best friend just had a daughter. She's 2 months old. She's born in September. And he's like, he's calling me, what do I do? He asks all the time. He's kind of one of those guys who's been like wealthy his whole life. And so he's just he's not like very hands-on with kids. I'm one of those guys, I'll get on the floor with him. I don't care, you know? So I'm like, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny. He's adjusting. I'm like, you got to be like not afraid of pee and poop. You don't want somebody else changing your baby girl, man. You got to get in there.
You
want
to build a relationship.
Oh, I'll take your shirt off, put her on you.
Yep. All right, so the first 4 digits are 5122.
5122. Okay, 3022.
66, 67. 0217.
0217. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date. Hold on. Expiration day, month of the year. Sorry, it's on my phone. I gotta.
No worries. I hear the little kid shows the tunes in the background.
It is 0529.
0529. Okay, and then there should be a 3-digit security code on the back.
You need that?
Yeah, I need a 3-digit code. We use VeriSign.
901.
Okay.
Okay, 901. I'm just making sure you're not out here finessing me, man.
No. So I'm going to send you everything in writing, but we use VeriSign. So it's like if your name's spelled wrong, if the address is off, you know, if CVV's not there, anything doesn't match up, it's like decline, and then it'll send your bank like a security notification. So it has to match up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let me save. All right. And then I'm going to send everything in writing right now, too. So you're going to get the full outline of the service agreement. You'll have an invoice receipt. There's going to be a Google verification form, and then they're also going to send the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, so just sit tight with me. I'll make sure you get everything in writing here. Okay, there it goes. Oh, well, actually, while we're waiting for this to come through, I have to do a voice verification, too, so we'll just do that. So this is a recording. It's a 60-second recording where we're going to outline the service agreement, and then we also send this to you in writing. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Yes.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Lex. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Jessamine Landscaping.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Lex Espinoza, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Jessamine Landscaping today?
Correct.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Correct.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Correct.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. There is a tracking system, so if you're missing calls from the customers, I mean, you could always go back into the tracking system and recover their information and call them back. But if you notice calls coming in from us, and it's most likely urgent and has to do with the campaign, so definitely get back to us as soon as you can.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 8th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I have made the my site custom website design available to you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So when the term is completed, your agreement with us is set up to automatically renew each month on the eighth day, but it's going to remain in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, please let us know before that eighth day of the month, so that way we can prevent it from automatically charging you. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. So let me go ahead and process you here. Oh, okay. And then when this payment clears, you will get immediate confirmation. So you'll get a series of text messages. Like I said, there'll be an outline of the agreement in writing. There's going to be the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then you also have the Google verification form that you need to fill out. You're already traditionally Google verified as a business? Oh. Oh, it said decline, retry transaction.
Yeah, let me approve it. I have to approve it.
Oh, okay. It took a second for them to get back to us with that decline code, though.
All right, should be verified now.
Okay, let me refresh page. Please confirm that you are human. Okay, yes.
And the website, the custom website, is that included just this month or every month or what?
Oh, yeah, it's indefinitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's not just the first month. Like, the hosting, graphic design, we don't have to purchase a domain. Obviously, we would need the domain you're providing it. Otherwise, there would be fees associated with getting a new domain for you, but... Even if it doesn't work out with the website guy, you should still keep your domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is your business name at the end of the day. So, but yeah, so this is also sent to you in writing as well. It's in the service agreement.
What is the package above platinum?
There isn't one. The only other ones that are would be like added services on top of a platinum package is Google Ads and Google Guarantee. And if you want to add those, we could always add those as well. Yeah, so Google Ads has a starting budget of $300. The benefit to doing Google Ads that would be better than what you're currently doing now is that you could cover any ground. I mean, if you have Google Ads and this, you're basically going to be on the first page of the search results twice. Some people do that. Mm-hmm. You'll be in the sponsored section and on the map there. But what we usually want to do is leave your local listing local, like cover that 40 miles. And then if you do Google Ads, we use that to cover areas that maybe your local listing is not already hitting, or put an emphasis on that. So that one's a little more pricey, though, because it's pay-per-click. So it's like if you get a ton of clicks and a ton of calls, you know, that $300 budget could be exhausted in like 3 weeks rather than lasting a whole month. And then the sponsored listing actually rotates off the first page until your payment renews or you increase the budget. So,
I should be all right with what I got right now.
Yeah. I mean, a 4-man crew, like you guys should be fine. You should have more leads than you know what to do with. Between Facebook and everything else that we're doing for you, once it's up and running at its maximum capacity, I don't think you'll really need to upgrade anytime soon, but, you know, you never know. I've had guys where I sign them up and they're just like a small junk removal outfit. They're doing it on their own. And then, you know, a couple months down the line, now it's like, oh, we're doing demolition, post-construction cleanup. We got a bunch of bins, you know, that we need to grow. Yeah. So you got to keep those guys busy because they got their families to feed too. So sometimes we got to grow the package. So I'm going to try to reprocess your payment here. You should get consumer multi-use virtual card number approved, but it's not.
Yeah, I got the notification that you guys just now charged it. Yeah.
How interesting. I've actually not seen that error code in my 12 years here.
Really?
Never. And it's not showing that the transaction is approved on our end. Give me 1 second.
Really?
Yeah. It's very odd. Is it like some kind of digital card that you're using?
Correct. It's my Apple card.
Oh. Okay. Say MasterCard. Consumer multi-use virtual card number is approved. But for some reason, it's not showing paid active. Okay, let me send this downstairs. Interesting. Are you getting any automated messages currently?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got it that you guys charged it.
Well, not that, but there should be text like saying, welcome to Local Splash, or thank you for choosing Local Splash. Also, emails come through.
I got one at 1:25 p.m. from...
Nah. Yeah, that's...
Your name?
My name is Jazwan John Hill, so it should come across as John H.
Yeah, got that. Yeah, that's you. And then I got the, here's a sample of our fully accessible high-ranking site.
Yeah, no, those are just the ones I sent you directly. Okay, that's not the automated ones. Interesting. All right, so let me have him. But your bank is telling you that it charged?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay.
The first one was declined because of I had to approve it, but
security.
Then you just showed it the second time and it says pending just now. So card number used.
Okay. Got this weird error message not showing as
the same thing happened when I paid for the home advisor services.
Okay. And it says don't associate us with those guys.
Really?
That's a dirty word.
Dang, why is that sentiment there? What is that? Why is that?
Well, we're recorded still, but here I'll show you. I'll send you a text here. So you can look at this. We don't want anybody that's we don't want to be associated with anybody that's flagged by the FTC.
Oh, sure. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, they told me their story and how they got bought out and are trying to do things the right way. And I was like, all right, I guess we'll.
They didn't get just bought out. They got shut down. They used to be called Service Magic in 2012. and then they came back as Home Advisor. Then Angie's got bought out by the parent company, Home Advisor, because Angie's List went bankrupt. They filed for bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yeah. So but basically everybody that was on that platform automatically got rolled into Home Advisor by Angie's, and then they sign up new people. But the reason that we don't want to be associated with it is because they kind of took it too far. Like, instead of becoming a Google partner and listing people independently, letting them generate organic leads, they said, no, we're going to buy some Google advertising for ourselves. We're going to get those leads, and then we're going to sell the leads one by one. And so the problem is a lot of those leads go to like three or four guys. And so the people who pay for those leads, obviously if one person gets the job, that means the other 75% of you that paid for that lead paid for nothing.
I hope at least I get one deal that pays off that service.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't work for everybody, right? It's just the majority, if you read the FTC articles, you know, and then they mislead you guys, they overcharge you guys. That's why I was saying, like, if you could do anything with that, you know, once we list you independently, you're getting live calls from real people, so you don't have, like, these lead fees or disputing leads and things like that. And then Google also has Google Guarantee as a means of, like, combating that if they do get shut down again, because they are under investigation with the FTC again as of right now. So there's a possibility that they could do what they did with Service Magic again at any day, really. Could just disappear.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Also, did you charge it again, by the way? Because
I think you charged it
the first time now.
No.
Okay, maybe the guys downstairs did, but it says Local Splash. So it says a charge from localsplash.com came in again, and that one was declined. But the one that you did wasn't declined. That one's good.
Yeah, he just told me, he's like, this transaction has been declined too. Card code was not processed. It might be the code. So are you sure that 901 is the security code for this card?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is, but if you try to charge it again, it's going to decline. I mean, I have a set pre-limit that I could spend, so I paid that amount, and that charge you did at 249 accounted it for my card balance.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can show you a screenshot if you'd like. Can I send it to FX?
Sure.
All right, cool. So if I send it to that text page, you just sent me that information, that you'll get it?
Yeah, that'll actually go company-wide, yeah.
So everybody in the company is going to get it?
Pretty much, yeah. If you look up that number, I mean, that's literally the number posted on, like, our company Google Business Profile site. So we like it that way, though, you know? That way, if, like, I'm on vacation or something, like, no business owner gets left behind. We have, like, 400 people that work here, so we just make sure it gets addressed.
Give me a second. All right, so if you get that image, you'll see, like, for Angie, the first one declined and I approved it, and it said pending for like a day, and then you'll see that you did the first one, which I had to review, and I did, and I approved it. And then you charged it again, and that one's pending. And then for your third guy, the third entry was declined because it's overspend limit.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, if it doesn't clear by Monday, I mean, you can cancel my services. Like, I'm not trying to swindle you.
No, you're good. I took it off the board already. I'm not implying anything like that, Lex. I just want to make it turns green on our end, because there's like a paying and a non-paying status on an account. And the reason it's not sending you the service agreement in writing and your Google verification form and your username and password is because it's showing as a non-paying status. So I want that to get resolved so you have access to those things. And that's pretty much what we would want you to work on. And then also it needs to show as paid before they'll do a client interview, you know? So,
Yeah,
they don't start working on it. So I'm just more so trying to get this code to change. I'm not saying that, you're doing anything fishy.
Do you see the picture though?
It was sent down to Chris. So Chris is on our back end downstairs. It's a separate department. We're like a 4-story building. I'm on the top floor. So I'm just communicating with him via chat, but I think he has it.
How many people are currently using Local Splash in my area? Do you know?
In your specific area, I don't. I could just look up like the city, or the county, and I'm sure our back end system will pull them all up, but we have over 10,000 active clients currently. There's over 10,000 active throughout the U.S. There's a lot of them. I actually signed up every extra space storage in the country when I was 23. That was like 9 years ago. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, that's how I got. I was just a little sheep. And I called this guy one day, and I was making friends with him. We were just talking, you know, and I was explaining everything to him. And he goes, okay, I want to do it. And then he starts, I said, okay, you know, and he goes, I got 1,200 locations. And he was actually the CEO of the entire franchise, not just the owner for that one location. So it was just kind of like a stroke of luck, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so it was interesting because some of the areas we didn't have availability in, but we basically had to go through a process where, like, I would call them almost every day, like, if a new spot opened up, and we just sign them up one by one. So pretty much I spent, like, an entire year just working with him and setting everything up. But we got every extra space storage location in the country.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that way people can get turn-by-turn directions, find those guys, get storage going. Okay, he's telling me, Chris said, it has not been processed on our end. Can he call his bank? His bank already sent him a notification, and he approved it.
Hey, I'll be happy to give you my checking account on Monday if it doesn't process. I just don't want to... Because I already moved money from my bank account to cover that cost that you guys filled up on that charge.
Yeah.
And I'm running real, you know, I don't want to spend more.
No, I understand. I understand. Let's see what's going on. I want to tie things up over the weekend, too. You got the kids there. That's when I take the little guys out myself.
Exactly.
Yeah. People always ask me that. Why are you W-2 if you know how to do all this stuff? And yeah, man, it gives me the weekends at least.
Yeah.
When you're a business owner, you don't really ever have a day off. You got a forced issue.
Not really.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, I let him know the bank already sent him a notification and you approved it. Okay. Well, I can manually send you the Google verification form, but it's not going to generate the username and password. And the thing is, I know they won't do the client interview without this clearing. So I have to reschedule your client interview too. I do see an SMS from you here. Let me see here. Okay, but you said it's showing as paid on your end?
Pending, it says pending.
Oh, pending, okay. Yeah, it should have cleared, like it should show as paid because it's VeriSign.
Every payment always says pending, like every time, I mean, and...
I think it's because it's a digital card, because I've really never had that issue before, where it tells you the consumer multi-use virtual card number approved, you know? Like I said, it was approved there, but then, the next one came back. Decline 2 is almost insufficient funds, but it says card code was not processed. So